Hi, this is Kapil Suvarna coming to you straight from Mumbai, India. Welcome to K Visual Tree Short Film Talk, podcast interviews, episode 2nd, 24th July, 2008. Today, we are going to have a new short filmmaker who will take us all on an interesting journey. His name is Rahul Shah from Gujarat, India. He has made his first film called Live Green. This film is about life and environment with a commendable message of keeping the world clean, green and unpolluted. I think Rahul will be a better person to tell us more about his film and his thought process. But before we bring him in the show, I would like to mention that he has also made this film for a choral contest. His win depends on the number of views he gets for his film. I will put up a link of his film in the show notes, so please go and watch it. If you like it, please recommend the film to your family and friends. Watch this film, at least for the simple and relevant message it gives. Make this world a better place to live. I'm sure you all will like it. So now it's over to Rahul Shah. Hello, Rahul.
Hi.
Welcome to K Visual Tree Short Film Talk. It's really great that you have given some time for the show. Can you tell us about yourself? What do you do? Where are you from?
Yeah, sure. I am basically in electronics. I'm right now doing my electronics and communication engineering from Gujarat University.
Okay.
So making films is something new for me. It's not my way. But just I have tried to make and to make people aware about the environment and about their life also.
Okay. So can you tell me what kind of movies do you like?
I like all the types of movies which give some message to the world. Mm-hmm. Basically, it means the film should be said that a family together can watch it.
And any top five?
Difficult to yes, top five. Say this recently, Jaane Tu Ya Jaane was also good.
Okay, you liked
and,
it.
I like films of Aamir Khan very much.
Okay. Is filmmaking a hobby, or do you want to make it as a career for you?
Hobby. Right now, it's a hobby. I don't know about the future.
So later on, you don't mind if it works out for you. You don't mind make it as a career, or just as a, or you want to take up a normal job and then do the filmmaking on the side, something like that.
Yeah, on the side would be rather better because I have more interest in electronics and the field in which I am right now. So I will keep up going with it. And filmmaking also I like, but it's a hobby for me. I am not sure about taking it as a career.
Okay. Now, we will talk a little bit about your film. How did you conceptualize it? And what was the idea exactly behind making this film of yours?
Actually, I had a mail from Coral.
Okay.
Saying that they had organized one competition because of the World Day coming.
Okay.
So about environment, they wanted the participants to make a film.
Okay.
So I just at that time my exams were there, so I just thought that I'll try to make a film. And one day I just got one thought that I wanted to make something different from others.
Okay.
So this environment related films all people are making,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to try something else. So compared both life and environment,
mm-hmm.
and tried to make a film on.
Okay, but they had a theme ready for you or make a film on environment?
Yeah, they had a theme called Go Green. So they wanted to make a film based on environment.
Okay.
And I mixed it with life.
Okay, that's a nice idea. Okay, when you got this idea of yours, did you start getting pictures and images of the shots, scenes in front of your eyes? Or did you write first and then you brought the images and pictures? What was the first thing?
I didn't write much, but the images and all were in my mind.
Okay.
So I learned, I have created all the things that all photos and all graphics myself only. So I had all those in my mind. And also my neighbor named Mr. George.
Okay.
Is right now with me. He also helped me a lot in this, in in the English language and all.
Okay, fine. So you basically started the film with the images and pictures already visualized in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you just shot it as per that.
Mm.
Okay.
I was not planned thoroughly that how I am going to make it.
Okay, fine. Any memories worth sharing with us? Good, bad, any difficulties you faced?
Yeah, there are many difficulties faced at the time of making a movie.
Everyone does.
Initially, in the starting of the film, there is a scene of a small boy.
Okay.
So I was planning to take my neighbor,
mm-hmm.
but when I asked his father,
mm-hmm.
so he told that he will come after 7 days. So that is means I cannot wait for that time.
Okay.
So that was a major problem for me. I have kept all the other things ready.
Okay.
And that main scene was left.
So what did you do?
So I asked my friends, suggested that boy. So okay. He also acted very well.
Okay. And who is the boy who looks on the left, right? Who is that?
That is my friend.
Okay.
Named Jitu Rajpurohit.
Okay, because I think that name is in the credits at the end.
Yeah. Jitu Rajpurohit.
Okay.
Jitu.
Because in fact, I thought it is you.
No, I was not in
the Okay. Can you tell us a little bit technically about your film? That is, what camera format and what was the software?
Yeah, my budget was maybe less than 100 rupees. So it's great to know about that.
Okay.
It's been surprising about the less than 100 rupees budget.
That's the fun in making a film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And I used Mustek digital camera, DV Handycam.
Okay.
MUSTEK. About software, that is Ulid Video Studio.
Okay.
And that two trial version. I am doing for the first time, so I didn't spend much money on this movie.
You know, Rahul, this is exactly what this podcast is about. Make a film within the resources which you have with you.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I want to emphasize on in this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part, that you did this film in a trial version, as you're saying, right?
Yeah, trial version.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
It was a condition to use Corel softwares in that competition.
Okay.
So I used Corel Draw, then this Ulid Video Studio. Okay.
Are actors important to you? And what is acting to you?
Actors are definitely important for any filmmaker.
Okay.
Whether it may be a short film or big anything, actors are always important.
Okay.
As far as acting is concerned,
mm-hmm.
it is something natural ability of a person to behave according to the conditions.
Okay, it depends on the situation, how the actor reacts and acts. Okay, tell me one thing, Rahul. If a filmmaker doesn't have a budget, what do you think he or she can do? Can a filmmaker design a film according to whatever budget or resources they have in hand and still keep the content? What I mean is, can they keep the quality intact?
Yeah, they definitely can. But as far as these movies and all are concerned, definitely big budgets are required for them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the story and the content is good,
mm-hmm.
then people will go for big budgets and big banners and right. big stars. So
no, I'm just starting for I'm just asking for the beginners.
Beginners, the budget does not matter much.
Okay.
But see, I did pay even to that small guy
uh-huh.
That acted in my film, who acted in my film in the beginning, and nor to any of the actors till the last.
Okay.
So just they were friends and they wanted to help me, so I took help from them.
Okay.
So budget was not much problem for me.
Okay, fine. Okay, a filmmaker makes his film. And he or she thinks it's a pretty good film. What should be his next step? What should he or she do to be seen and heard?
Of course, the good views about his films and good comments about his films or her films.
But basically, how he or she should promote their film on the web or film festivals or. Nowadays, there are a lot of websites holding film festivals. Where you can,
I think websites are always the good sources for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must have heard about Filmmaker.
Not yet.
Okay, fine.
So, what is it about?
They hold short film festivals about every month. And you can upload your film and they
if they like it, they choose your film, and the contest goes on, you know. Then you can make another film again and again till the final contest, and then they have some prizes for you and stuff. But it's a good website.
Filmmakers.in.
I will give you a link of it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Do you think short films will get slots in theaters, like in the future, like feature films? Is it possible?
Yeah,
will people go and see short films in the theaters?
That is difficult. Not theaters, but at least on televisions, they can be shown.
Televisions, right. Okay.
Because theaters, I don't think people will spend money, their time and money for short films.
And even nowadays, some theaters hold one-day short film festival. That's it, just one day. And like Cinemax had held a short film festival. They showed about 10 to 15 short films. So I think people can go there and just watch short films.
I didn't have any idea about that, but as you were telling, so...
Okay, that was in Mumbai just a few months back.
Okay, that's nice for short filmmakers.
Yeah, they had selected short films from the contest they had held, and they showed the films. Anyways, you think short films are just a stepping stone to showcase your talent as a filmmaker?
Yeah, of course.
So that you can make a proper feature film?
Yeah, short films are stepping stones, as you said, for those who want to develop their career in this line.
Finally, any word of advice to a new filmmaker who is just starting and wants to take his first step?
Since this is my first film, I cannot advise any others.
Okay.
Of course, new filmmakers, they can start making films on a different topic other than what people are usually seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So, means something. If something new is there, then people will definitely like that topic and will appreciate it.
Okay. Like yours. Like yours is a good topic. It's a socially relevant topic.
Yeah.
Okay, Rahul. Tell me. Yeah, you were saying something.
No, I wanted you to talk to my neighbor also.
Okay.
Who helped me in the film.
Okay.
So you can ask him some questions also. His name is Mr. George.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Mr. George.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Kapil. I'm from Bombay.
Okay.
Basically, this podcast is for new filmmakers to take their first step. You know, so I'm just interviewing some new and experienced filmmakers so that they all can learn from it.
Yeah, actually, as far as I am concerned, when I came to know about his attempts,
okay,
I can say actually not a beginner, an amateur.
Okay.
Actually, he is definitely successful so far within the limitations at his disposal. You know, the constraining factors are many.
Exactly, exactly.
Facilities and editing facility and all these things, you know.
Exactly. That's what this I want to emphasize on in this podcast is that whatever resources you have in hand, and no matter what camera you use, no matter what software you use, if you can execute whatever you are visualizing in given resources, that's filmmaking.
To be very frank and honest with you, I'm a big zero in this case. Only ideas I can give you. In a way, inputs, no?
Okay.
Whatever ideas, no, I have, we used to share.
Okay.
Whenever I get time.
Okay.
Anything that gives a message to the mankind, you know, anything.
Exactly.
It may be ultimately taking the shape of a documentary, perhaps.
Okay. What kind of help you had given him?
In fact, he was coming to me after making the film.
Okay.
With suggestions, what all inputs I can give, you know.
Okay.
So it was really a surprise when he came. I couldn't believe because, you know, he has got a small, tiny camera which he explained to you.
Exactly.
And how amazingly it was done, really, it was a very, very delighted. I was really delighted, still delighted, delightful.
Okay.
Whatever possible help I can give him within my capacity, you know, I am always giving.
Okay.
So, as I suggested, we can give smoking, for example.
Exactly.
I said, actually, we will go like this. And another thing is that is the traffic.
Uh-huh.
That is another one. Of course, we can say a lot of things. Family planning.
Okay.
And there are many things which will be useful to the society, you know.
Exactly.
We can focus our attention towards such things, and in turn, that will help the mankind.
Exactly.
That is what actually I did. Now, when you asked, you know,
yeah.
I was just thinking. And when he came with this, I said actually it was really good because
yeah.
it is emphasizing on environment. No?
Exactly. That's a noble thought. You know, in fact, what impressed
yes.
me about his film is the topic, the subject, live green. That is what we need today, which
yeah.
I think slightly in today's times, the youth is, you know, getting away from the positive points. It's going towards the negative points. I think so.
Yeah. Actually, I was suggesting a title.
Uh-huh.
Now, global warming,
mm-hmm.
people are aware of global warming.
Exactly.
I said actually, global warming now,
mm-hmm.
a global warning.
Yeah.
WARNING. Because it is not confined to a particular state or
exactly,
country.
Exactly, exactly.
It is global.
It's
in the form of warning.
This
global
is a
warming.
Yeah, this is a universal
warming.
Problem.
People should take precautions.
Exactly.
From all corners,
yeah.
so that the people will be environment conscious, you know.
Okay.
There are many things that way, the vehicles and all pollution,
mm-hmm.
vehicular pollution, definitely it is playing a major role, I think.
Yeah.
As far as pollution is concerned.
Okay.
Second is industrial pollution.
Okay.
That also is playing a major role.
Yeah.
And so there are actually, as you asked me now, one after the other, there may be actually programs which can be definitely thought of.
Exactly, exactly. We need people like you and Rahul, in fact. Okay. Okay. Can I speak to Rahul?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Nice talking to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, same here, Mr. George.
Yes, Kabil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Rahul. It was an absolutely a pleasure talking to you and Mr. George. I think all of us will learn from your experience and your thoughts, and even Mr. George's noble thoughts, I should say.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, and I hope aspiring short filmmakers will take their first step to make their first short films with such nice subjects.
Yeah.
Like your film Live Green. Hope you make such good films in the future.
Yeah, I'll try for the best films.
With a strong message. And it doesn't matter what camera you use, what software
yeah.
you use, and what budget you have. As long as you have a
quality and the thoughts.
Exactly,
and
exactly. That's what matters. Hope to have you on the show pretty soon.
Yeah, sure. I am also just waiting for that.
Okay. And all the very best for your future and
you.
Films. Take care.
Thanks. Take care too.
That was Rahul Shah with his short film Live Green. I would again like to remind the listeners to watch Rahul's film. I will put a link in show notes on www.kvisualtree-shortfilmtalk.blogspot.com. You can email me at kvisualtree@gmail.com with your feedback and comments. Till the next filmmaker takes us on his journey, take care, be good, and make a film.